This podcast is intended for adult audiences only, and listener discretion is advised as we explore mature topics with a sex-positive and open-minded approach. So remember, the opinions expressed are personal and not professional. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Pineapple Express Podcast, your weekly dose of sex-positive vibes and open-minded conversations about swinging, sex work, and non-monogamy. Join us as we delve into the world of modern swingers, exploring relationships, pleasure, and empowerment. Each week, we will tackle controversial, sex-positive topics through the lens of a millennial swinger. Get ready to embrace the steamy and sensational journey ahead and ride along with us on the Pineapple Express. Ah, body positivity, my favorite subject. And when I say favorite, I mean, I love this subject because, you know, it's something that's near and dear to my heart. I think that I've struggled with this, and I have a wonderful, wonderful podcast guest on today. So M from Voluptuous Vixen is on, and I just absolutely love M and the inspiration behind Voluptuous Vixen, the clothing brand, and how she really just wants to create this very body positivity imaging within the lifestyle because of her own struggles. M is a content creator and obviously a business owner, and I want to uplift them in all of the ways possible because I love what they're doing. One of the reasons why I feel like the body positivity conversation in the swinger lifestyle is so important is because I get messages every day from people who don't want to join the lifestyle because they don't feel attractive enough, or they don't feel like their body size is, you know, what everybody wants because it's not the societal norm. And, you know, somebody who was very heavy when they started in the lifestyle, I can somewhat kind of see why they would feel that way. And the reason why I say this is because I know that my lifestyle experience has been vastly different in the period when I lost weight. That's not to say that when I was heavier that I didn't have play partners, because I had just as many play partners then as I do now. But the experience and what I felt at events was very much different. And I talked about that with Kara when we did our podcast recently about body diversity in the swinger lifestyle. And you know, it's just something that, especially being someone who's on social media and all eyes are on me, I really feel like I have this sort of like, I have to be a certain way, or I have to look a certain way to fit in with certain communities. And, you know, me and Em have a really, really candid conversation about this. There's laughter, there's tears, and it's just such a beautiful conversation and a beautiful story. I feel like one of the things that so many people get wrong about the swinger lifestyle is that there's only one body type that's accepted. And the reality is, at swinger events, there's a wide range of different body types. And body diversity in the swinger lifestyle, that refers to the acceptance and inclusion of individuals with various body types within the community. And I feel like from an outsider's perspective, there's one stereotype of what's considered to be attractive within the swinger community. And I think a big part of this has to do with our imaging, whether it be on social media, on promotional images. It doesn't really show a variety of different shapes and sizes within the community. And it leans more towards certain body sizes and proportions, which are what the societal standard is right now. So we know, like in the 90s and the early 2000s, the societal standard was that very thin, very skinny, you know, and then it turned more into a little bit more curvier, you know, with the Kardashians coming in, and people wanted the BBLs and the, you know, big breasts. And, you know, it's ever changing, right, to societal standards. And that's what we're showing in the imaging and on social media. So I think that a big reason why is because that's what we're promoting. We're not promoting the idea that everyone, regardless of their physical appearance, should have the opportunity to be a part of the lifestyle. And this kind of perspective, that's going to encourage body positivity. And even though we're saying it, are we really meaning it? One of the things that Em and I talk about is the reason why she decided to create this clothing brand was because she would go to events and there would not be any size inclusive type of clothing, right? All of the clothing that you could buy at these events, the merch tables would have like small to large. And it just didn't feel inclusive to anybody who was outside of that, whether they were an extra small or an extra, extra small or an extra large or an extra, extra large. So that was the inspiration. So I'm going to give some of my top tips on what to look for if you're looking for a swinger event that is truly inclusive and you want to seek those events out. So the first thing you're going to look for is inclusive marketing. Does the event marketing use a diverse representation in event promotions? Do they show a wide range of body types in their event promotions? And you know, you want to really look for that. Their promotional materials, what do the people on those materials look like? Do they look like you? Does the event and or club promote body positive messaging? So like, do they explicitly state in their event description that all bodies are celebrated? Or do they maybe have like a screening process for the way that you look in order to join that? I know that this is an older tactic, but it still does go on today within the lifestyle. Do they promote body positive messaging? That's part of the body positive messaging, right? What about their decor? Do they display positive affirmations about body image around that event space? What about the entertainment? Do they hire performers or speakers who represent a variety of body types who can share their experiences and perspectives on body positivity? If not, I mean, I would feel like you might want to rethink that. And this includes like all of their entertainment, whether it's burlesque, drag performers. Are they diverse in their body types, right? And what about social media, right? We're all on social media. We're all in these groups. We see everything. And one of the big things for me, obviously, because I'm on social media, is like to be showing these things. Like, I think body diversity is a huge, huge thing, not just diversity in like color and ethnicities and culture and all of that, but body type is a big one too. And if you only see one type of person sharing photos or in, you know, highlighted in their stories or highlighted in their photos, is that an event that you want to be a part of? As a promoter, that's not an event that I even want to promote. And I actually had a huge issue a couple of years ago because there was an event that I felt like did not include body diversity. And I obviously know this 100% now because, again, they have a merch booth and their merch booth only went up to like large. And not only that, but like they don't. And they're big parties and that's great. And people love them and they're very supportive for their community. Their community loves them and I love that for them. But me personally, I don't feel safe or comfortable promoting them because their social media does not promote body diversity. It promotes one type of body, one color. And I've called them out for this multiple times and every single time I get backlash for it. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to take myself out of the situation. But, you know, another thing to think about is like, do they have a safe space policy? Have they implemented and enforced a policy that prohibits body shaming and promotes a supportive, non-judgmental environment? Again, what about their partnerships? Do they collaborate with businesses and organizations that align with body positive values? Which is something that's really important to me when I'm partnering with, you know, individuals. And what about their leadership? Does their leadership and the event planning committee team and individuals, do they represent a range of body types or is it only one body type, right? So I feel like if you're a swinger event owner or an ambassador of the community, we should really start by implementing a lot of these strategies because that's going to create a community where when we're hosting events that feel more inclusive and body positive, and this is going to help our community feel a sense of acceptance. This is all communities, right? We're already marginalized because we're swingers. We already have to be, you know, not visible to other people because of our choice for non-monogamy. So like these events should feel safe for everybody. And, you know, if you are wanting to be more body positive and you don't know how, you know, listen to the stories that like M is going to be sharing with us. Listen to the conversations and listen to the people who are in a different body than you, whether you might be, you know, plus size. Listen to the people who aren't plus size and listen to what they deal with in their body struggles, and vice versa. If you're not plus size, you can't really understand the oppression that that subset of the community feels. How do they feel? Why do they feel that way? How can we make them feel more included? This doesn't mean that you have to fuck them. This doesn't mean that you have to fuck somebody that you are not attracted to. Some people are not attracted to plus size individuals. Some people are not attracted to people who are very thin framed, or some people aren't attracted to whatever they're not attracted to. Someone with small boobs, whatever. But you can still create an environment where everyone feels safe and welcome, and it's friendly, and it's a community, and that's how it really should be. So I hope that you guys listen to Em. She has a lot of great insights. I love Voluptuous Vixen. And speaking of Voluptuous Vixen, they are one of the podcast sponsors. So please use my code for them. And speaking of sponsors, I'm going to tell you guys about my sponsors. And here we go. So before we dive into today's episode, I want to take a moment to talk about the incredible support that I receive from all of my sponsors. As you all know, creating this podcast is a passion of mine, but it's also an endeavor that requires a lot of time and effort and resources to keep this show alive so that I can give you guys the content that you deserve on a weekly basis. So thank you to my sponsors so that we're able to focus on, you know, this educational content. And I love that they help cover the costs associated with hosting services, equipment upgrades, and sometimes fueling my coffee addiction to keep my creative juices flowing. I'm kind of kidding there, but not really. But more than just financial support, our sponsors are companies and brands that I truly believe in. They offer products and services that I think that you guys, my very valued listeners, can benefit from. And I would never endorse something that I didn't truly believe in myself. So when you hear me mention our sponsors, know that these shout outs aren't just a formality. They're a testament to the effort that we bring to this show and the ears of this episode and all of my episodes. So by supporting them, and you're supporting us, and you're supporting this podcast in a real way. And this is so that we're able to have these conversations, share stories, and of course, build community. So stay tuned for our sponsor segment right now. And, you know, check out all these unique promo codes, discounts, and offers that they've provided exclusively for you guys. It's a win-win. You get a great deal, and you're also directly contributing to the longevity of my podcast. So as always, thank you guys for listening, and a massive thank you to all of my sponsors. Introducing the Sultry Vixen, your one-stop shop for all your sex work and rave wear needs. Whether you're hitting the pole or the festival scene, the Sultry Vixen has got you covered. From dance shoes to box outfits, custom dance outfits, and lingerie to vibrant festival outfits, they've got the perfect gear to make you shine. Stand out with their neon rave accessories and all of their costumes that will take your festival experience to the next level. And they also carry men's and plus sizes. They are a family-owned and operated ravewear / dancewear shop located in Riverside, California. The quickest way to reach them is directly through their Instagram. Visit thesultryvixen.com today for the hottest trends in dance and rave fashion. Dance more and glow more with the Sultry Vixen. Hey, Upside Down Pineapple people. Join the millions of couples enjoying amazing sex with Promescent. I personally love their variety of products they offer, and their aloe-based lube is the
only lube I've ever used that doesn't throw off my pH. Brad loves their Delay Spray, which is clinically proven to help men last longer in bed. Their products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and free shipping on orders in the U.S. over $10. Their shipping is discreet and private, which is perfect for us in the swinger lifestyle. Make sure that you go to www.promescent.com/Kylie for all your discreet sexual health needs. My link is in the show notes. Promescent helps you live your best upside down pineapple life. All right, my friends, welcome to the Pineapple Express podcast. And today I have the CEO of Voluptuous Vixen, which if you guys follow me on social media, I'm sure you've seen me wearing the clothes. I love everything. Like, I wear these shirts every day, seriously. But T and M is what they were called when they were content creators. You guys are still creating content, right?
Yes, in a much different manner, but yes.
So I have M with me from T and M. There are a couple on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of that. M Swing Hearts. And today we're going to talk about body positivity. And M actually has their very own, it's like a clothing company, which I just talked about, you know, the shirts and stuff like that, but it's size inclusive. So my first question, well, I want you to tell me about yourself and tell the audience about yourself in your words and kind of how you got involved with swinging and how you got involved with this body positive movement that you've been kind of at the forefront of on social media.
Oh my goodness. Hi guys. I'm Em. I'm so happy to be here today. A little bit of background on myself. Like she said, we are T and M. We've been out on socials for a few years, probably since we started. We've been in the lifestyle for over 4 years now. We're high school sweethearts. And since, you know, we had only experienced each other for so long, you know, there had come in a point in a relationship where I had expressed to my husband that I was bisexual, which opened up the door to a lot of things. and it's so crazy. We ended up finding randomly secrets because we went to an adult store to like spice up our own marriage and saw them advertising it. And we went on a whim, totally blind, had never heard of it before, was not super familiar with this lifestyle at all. And I had a great freaking time. And we literally have been in it ever since. You know, there's been a lot that I've noticed on the way that has led me to where I am now in the body positivity movement, and why I want to do what I'm currently doing. I realized during this time, probably the first time I was there, that there was a certain catering to the smaller sizes. And I'm trying to be respectful of everyone in this environment. So I am in no way trying to body shame anyone when I say any of this. I just say what I noticed in my personal experience as a larger woman, that they were clearly trying to harness the community of a certain type of body. There was certain events where I didn't necessarily feel included. I would go to their merch to support them because I'm there. I think they're wonderful people. And then I get to their merch tent and I see that there's nothing available for me. And I can't tell you, like, that's a really bad feeling, you know? Yeah. You're there, you're having a great time, and it just kind of like crushes you. You're like, what, why? Like, why?
Especially because a lot of these communities claim inclusivity and they claim to be body positive. And then you go to these events and you look around and you're like, it's inclusive, but is it really inclusive? Right? Like, in all ways, shapes, and forms.
Not just the way that you are trying to be, like, they'll throw in, oh, here's a 2X. We're inclusive. Or here's, we have one night of the year that we do an event for Pride. Like, you need to have more at this point. Like, you have to make people comfortable at your events. And if they're not comfortable, they're going to notice and they're going to start doing things like I am, hopefully. I hope that, you know, people notice things like this more often and really want to make a change, because I would love to be the whole empire, but I know I can't be the only one. It's got to be more companies, you know, more people out there that want to make a change and want to not have this division of plus size and regular size. I just want all of it to be available. Even something, you know, like I don't feel like it would be too much to ask to have one shirt and an extended size, you know, something for these people to feel like you want them to be there. Because if you don't have anything for me, I assume that I'm not welcome.
You don't want me there, right? Like I'm not there. You. And that's, I think, you know, one of the biggest things that I push with the swinger community online is specifically like, listen, guys, we have to start making these changes, or like, we're going to lose people. People, if they go to events and they don't feel safe, and this is people with body diversity, this is people of color, this is people with different sexuality diversities, right? This even includes relationship diversity, like polyamorous people and stuff like that. So if people don't feel safe, they're not going to come to these events. And then we miss out on so many relationships, so many amazing experiences, and we close so many people off. And I think that, you know, if we come at it from, if we start saying it loudly and proudly, like I feel like you have, you know, this is how I want my community to be. I want my community to be inclusive. And I really, you know, say that with your chest, which is what you did when you created Voluptuous Vixen, right? Like that, you know, I was so inspired by that, as somebody who has lived in a diverse body, right? When I started in the lifestyle, I was much heavier than I am today. And, you know, being in a different body now, it's definitely changed my perception. And that's why I was so inspired by you. And I think a lot of people have been inspired by you because of that. So speaking of inspiration, you know, what inspired you to start your clothing company specifically catering to the swinger community and with a real focus on body diversity?
Oh, so I'm going to take it back a little bit and give a little personal backstory here. Growing up, I have always been bigger. Much like you, I've had a dramatic weight loss too. I was over 320 pounds at my highest weight. Mm-hmm. It was very unhealthy. It was postpartum depression. I had lots going on, like all of us do, you know. And everyone has their thing. But I had grown up bigger. I did every sport imaginable, though. I was never lazy. I would diet. I mean, I was going to Planet Fitness at 11 years old, Kylie, instead of like doing normal kid things. Mm-hmm. And it still was never enough for people. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry for getting emotional.
No, I understand. That's it's a powerful conversation, especially. How old are you? If you don't mind me asking. So similar in age, but we grew up in the same time period where right. There was a certain, you know, I think that Gen Z, right? Because I'm a millennial. I think Gen Z, there's a lot of power in the way that they have brought this in. Like, listen, body diversity is big to them, and people that are plus size are, you know, it's a different, we see more people, right? Back then, yeah. when we were growing up, we saw thin was it. Low rise yeah. jeans, you know, bikinis.
Which I never wore.
And if you could not fit into this body type, you were basically challenged with either I have an eating disorder, which as a teenager, you know, I had an eating disorder. I was put in hospital. I was hospitalized for it. I mean, like, I just genetically, I've never been thin. I had literally a third of my stomach cut out, right? Or 2/3 of my stomach cut out, and I'm still considered overweight. Right. So like,
it's not insane.
It's so crazy, right? Like I'm still considered fat and to by, the standards of, doctors and all of that, which again,
And now people
BMIs
are just,
are they're rooted in racism, first of all. But anyways, a lot of that stuff is. But going back to what you were saying, growing up, you just never really felt like you were enough.
And much like you, once you do lose weight, you have other things. And then people start to pick up on those things. And I've seen you talk about it as well. Like your stomach area or your breast, because you've lost so much weight and now they're picking apart something else. So it really is just like you cannot win. And I got to a point of like, I was feeling insane. I'm like, I don't know what these people want from me. Because when you're young, that's what your mind is set on. What do these people want? I want to please these people. I want to fit in. I want to do this. I want to, and I want everyone to get to a point of loving themselves that they just don't care anymore if somebody doesn't like their body, because your body is the least interesting thing about you. And I will always preach that.
I agree.
I just it, none of those people that have ever said anything bad, have they ever asked me any meaningful questions? No, because they don't see past, and I feel sorry for people who are like that, I wish that they could see past our physical bodies and get to know people for who they really are. And that's why this is so important for me, because I finally felt like I had found my community in the swinging world. And that's why my company was moving in the swinging direction. However, of course, I saw needs for improvement. But I felt, I guess, sexuality wise, that was finally my people. So now I needed to work on the other aspect of it.
Yeah, and I think I that rings true to me too. When I started swinging again, like I said, I was 280 pounds when I started, and I found my people, right? I found these bisexual women, and my sexuality felt very much like I had found myself. And then I started noticing this trend of people would ghost me. People that I would reach out to, and people would behind my back be very judgmental and make fun of me for my
Yeah, me
size.
home right now.
You're right. And it and they instead of saying, hey, I'm not attracted, like, and one thing that kills me that I see in swinger profiles, and I'm sure you see this, HW. What is it? Height, weight, proportion, HWP.
Oh,
Have you
yes,
seen this?
absolutely.
So, a lot of people will put into their profile, please don't reach out unless you are HWP. This is a term just like the term unicorn, just like the term soft swap that
Right.
the swinger community uses. And when I see that, first of all, I literally discount that person as someone that I would ever have anything to do with. And those people that when I was heavier
Old.
that now reach out to me and now I'm good enough to play with you because I lost 130 pounds, you will not have anything to do with me and I will not be in your space.
Choir. You are
No.
preaching to the choir. That has happened to me also on numerous occasions, and it just blows my mind every time they think that we're just gonna forget. But no, because you fucked with someone's feelings. These are real people.
Right.
You got to go about your day because nothing bad was said about you, but your words matter and they affect people for the long term. And I wish more people would understand that.
And it's, it's okay to be attracted to a certain body type. Like I
Absolutely.
always say, my husband, for example, my husband is more attracted, and myself is more attracted to women who are my size or thicker, right? That is where our attraction is. We like women who are thick or plus size. Okay. So that doesn't mean that somebody who is in a thinner body is not someone that we would be interested in play with if that person met those boxes and we had a great, a great time with them, but we wouldn't seek them out because we are more attracted to plus size women.
You're
So
not
I
gonna
do
put
understand that.
yes, you're not gonna put that on your dating site. Like, you meet this check mark or no. Like, that's so silly to completely write out an entire portion of the lifestyle because you can't see yourself with that when you don't know. Like, my feelings have changed and developed over time of who I thought I would be attracted to. Like, I used to think it was more just physical, and now I'm realizing that's only such a small part of it. And it is a shame that those people are missing out because they're just completely writing them off in a non-respectful way at that.
Right, because I think that beauty can be something that is not just on the outside. And I think that this is where the swinger community misses out on a lot is, and this is where they miss the mark is where, when you are promoting that you want one type of person at these events, which like, let's look at the promotional items, right? Like, let's look at how the community as a whole is being promoted, and it's being promoted as skinny, attractive white women and muscles
The
bodybuilder men. And that's how we're promoting it. And that is such a like maybe 1% of the lifestyle. Beauty in the lifestyle is all different types of people. So I think that that's where the importance of Voluptuous Vixen is showing that diversity and showing that we're wearing these really cute shirts, these sexy shirts. We're wearing this sexy lingerie, and we're feeling good within our bodies because it's our bodies and we've accepted it, And that's something that I love about what you've done with Voluptuous Vixen.
So I actually do have some more stuff lined up about that, and I'm super excited. I am partnering with Wings of Glory Boudoir, and at the Secrets event coming up in March, we are going to have a photo shoot where I have like 5 to 7 of us, including myself, and it's people of different body sizes, different types, different backgrounds, and not all one size fits all kind of thing. I want this to feel real. I don't want tons of editing. I'm asking, for the real raw cellulite included photo shoot where, like, the stretch marks, I've got loose skin that is a big insecurity of mine, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it for all those other girls who feel like they can't because they are not there yet.
Or feel like
And
they
I,
need to change those parts of them because of the imaging that they normally see on social media, specifically within the swinger community.
yes. I mean, even plus size, like the plus size imaging you see, she may have curves, but she's got an insanely flat stomach,
She has,
and she's
she looks
Photoshopped.
like I did when I was plus size.
It is crazy. It is so important, this photo shoot. We are all going to be wearing the same lingerie, in different sizes. So we get to see what it looks like on an extra small, and we get to see what it looks like on me, and we get to see what it looks like on someone in the middle. And I've even got some guys lined up to rock the shirts for us. And I'm still working on more guy stuff. It takes some time trying to find the right supplier, the right people, the right co-packer, because I will not rush this. I will not put something out for everyone that goes against the mission. That's the whole point. I want it to be perfect.
Yeah, and this, and I feel like too with Voluptuous Vixen is that it's not just centered for swingers. I think that a lot of people within the sex positive community can find something for them, whether you're bisexual, whether you're a sex worker, whether you're wearing your pro consent shirt, that can go along
Are
all
you F
classes.
shirt? Yeah.
I mean, it's not just in more ways than one, a one size fits all. It's also for all of the sex positive and sexual freedom community. And I think that it's a really good way to bring all of those communities together. And I just love that you've done that with
Thank you
it.
so
And
much for that. I
I hope
really
to
do
see it
have
grow.
that.
But that's really what I've seen, you know, because this is how long have you been doing the clothing company now?
Since August. That's it.
So not long, but the vision has really changed and shaped. And the reason why I see it like that, as opposed to, and I'm not, this is no shade to like any other merch creators or anybody else who's doing the same thing, but it's because of the imaging and because like I really feel that you're saying it with your chest. Like this is, I'm not just saying that I'm inclusive, like I'm doing it.
I mean it. And if I will let somebody call me out, like I have no problem with that. If there is something I can do better, please tell me because I will gladly do it because I want you to feel that way. And I mean, I've gone as far as, and I'm not going to say any names because I love these people, but I've gone as far as to this one company that or merch. I had to order the shirts myself in the larger size and have them press it for me because they had nothing even at home to make for me or anything like that. So I just had to really go out of my way for stuff like that. And I don't want anybody to do that. If somebody wants to hit me up for something, hit me up. I'll take care of everything. You know, I want people to feel safe with me, no matter their background. And I hope that my social media, you know, exudes that. Because if it doesn't, they're not going to want to come to me. That's the whole point.
Right. And it's going to exclude people. And that's powerful right there. Even that story, just like you having to do the work for yourself to feel included. I can't imagine how unsafe that must have felt in that moment where you felt probably, I know if it were me, I would have felt so like just. I would have felt super not included, like that I didn't matter. I would have felt rejected, and that rejection wound, you know, especially from somebody who their whole life has been overweight, and you're like, this is supposed to be my community, and I feel super rejected right now.
I think I was in denial at first, you know, because I thought, you know, they're such good people. I want to support them. And I do, but I even brought it up to their attention at that event before Voluptuous Vixen was born. And I said, why don't you have any larger sizes? I mean, I'm just blunt like that at that point because I've been through this so many times. I'm just going to ask you the hard questions. And she's like, well, I wish we did. You know, we're working on it. And I don't know past that if, you know, changes have been made. I will say that I don't think that they're bad people. I think that, like I said, things are stacked against us in terms of finding and having access to these larger sizes when you're doing things like drop shipping and who you use as your supplier makes a world of difference. And you got to search. You have to search. It's not easy to find some companies that go from extra small to 5X. So I think I'm up for the challenge more so than other people who are in thinner bodies and they don't see that need as deeply as I do. And I mean, in regards to having to make my own order, it goes back to when I was in high school and I was on the dance team, and all the other girls are small, and I wasn't. And my coach, she ordered us a costume for an upcoming competition, and they only went up to a size youth large. So I had to take my costume to a seamstress, buy my own fabric. And have it fit my body. And as a child, a teenager that stays with you forever, my costume is different than everyone else's, no matter how you look at it. You know, it's similar, but it's still different.
Yeah.
So
No,
just
I get it.
it's this company is my heart and soul.
Yeah.
And what you see is what you get. I'm not gonna sugarcoat things. I am on a full mission of changing the game.
Yeah. And I think that there's just that there that's so powerful. And thank you for sharing that story and being vulnerable, because I really want people to hear the impact that their choices of, because I know that it's hard and I know that it's difficult, and I understand everything that you're saying. I'm sure, you know, it's very hard to find, but it's so important
It's
to
so important.
actually do that work. And this is, again, I talk about saying things with our chest. When we talk about being inclusive, and then we just make excuses for, well, you know, this and that and the other reason why we can't be, but you
Yeah.
can. You can do it
Yeah,
if
that's
you
true.
really care, and if you're passionate about that, and if you're talking about being inclusive, you must be passionate about it. So that's where my issue with it is like, I think that people almost use that as a buzzword, or they say, well, we let everybody come to our events. Well, of course, you're not going to turn anybody away, but are you creating spaces where everyone can feel safe? And that is an important part of that, is having the merch, the people that you have with the merch there, making sure from a smaller level, like, hey, do you have size? Are you size inclusive? And what does that look like to you?
Right, because I had not seen that at events yet. And even when somebody was trying to sell me like an extra large, I said, that will not fit. And she was like, well, it's meant to show stuff because we're at a sex resort, a swingers event, and assumes that I just want half my chest out because that's how it'll fix the problem for her, then I'll have it hurt.
Yeah.
It's something I had to deal with, and like I said, I was in denial at first. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna make my own. But yeah, I shouldn't have fucking had to make my own.
No,
I
you
shouldn't
shouldn't.
have. It's just, I will still to this day keep fighting for the best supplier for the most sizes, and I have no plans on stopping. I really do want to make Voluptuous Vixen an all-inclusive brand all across the US. I have already sold internationally as well, and I'm super freaking excited about, where we can go with this. And I think that's a big part of the social media, the partnering with Wings of Glory, who is also very passionate about showing our natural bodies and getting these kind of marketing things out there to where people do feel safe. And it's not from, and no shade to the celebrities, it's not from a celebrity who is now trying to be inclusive all of a sudden. They've been a celebrity for ages and ages and ages. And all of a sudden, here they are with a size inclusive brand when this should have been happening forever ago.
Well, yeah, I mean,
So,
look at Victoria's Secret. You know,
Oh, they're size inclusive.
back in the early 2000s, Victoria's Secret was like, we're not gonna, so they only went up to a large, right? And they're like, yeah, we're not going to be size inclusive. We're not going to do plus size because we don't want plus size women wearing our brand.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be trans inclusive in our model shows because we don't want trans women wearing our clothes.
Yeah.
And
And they said
then, oddly enough, like when we started seeing a push for this, and women specifically were like, no, thank you. We are not going to buy your brand, right? They were like, oh, wait a second. We're inclusive now. We're going to create inclusive sizes. You know, and I think that like there was an apology that was needed there to those women. And personally, I will not buy from Victoria's Secret because of this, because that still, growing up and hearing that as at a young age was really sad to me, and it made me feel some type of way, and I still feel that way because again, they didn't apologize, and they w created we don't want them associated with our brand. Like, they're not good enough because of they're in a larger body. They're not good enough.
That's exactly the message. And it still sends to this day because most of the time their extended sizing is what they've called it, is only available online. So I don't get the same in-person shopping experience as the next girl because I'm bigger. Once again, same thing. You want to be inclusive, but you're not really being inclusive.
And, how do you believe that, like, promoting body positivity within the swinger lifestyle can actually better the experience for people?
Oh, so I say this in the most humble of ways because I am in no way trying to toot my own horn, but I have seen and gotten so many messages and testimonies of women who just see my posts and it's just me. I'm not going out of my way to do anything crazy, but they'll say, "You have this insane confidence and it makes me want to do that. How do you do it? Can you teach me?" And I'm like, I would be happy to. I will, teach them little posing tricks and take a little video for them and send it over. I had to figure that all out myself. I just trialed and erred it, set up a camera. I'm like, I don't know. We're just gonna try based off what I've seen. And now I just take what I know and pass it on to other women. And just make sure that I'm not overly editing my foot. I'm never cropping out, or I mean, photoshopping my stretch marks, my cellulite, my, like, you'll see in my post, it's just me. And I've got flabby arms from the weight loss. I absolutely don't love. Yeah, little
I
rat
also have
wings.
flabby arms from the weight. I have
Yeah.
flabby everything, and I love my flab, and lots of men love my flab, by the
Exactly.
way, and women just
If you don't like it, don't look. But just because you don't like it doesn't mean I can't post it. My body, it is mine to post, it is my pages, it is mine, and it is beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that that enhances the experience, specifically for other women who have a similar body as yours, and they feel like there's somebody who's speaking for them. And that, I think, can really bring people together and heighten their experiences, right? Like, when they see you at an event being confident and they see you shining, they are like, I can do that too. And I think that that's really, really powerful for specifically for women. And what I've found in swinger spaces, and this has just been my experience, this is not anybody else's experience, was when I started content creating and I started getting involved with other content creators, I had this sense, well, I was, first of all, bullied and shamed because of my body behind closed doors. A lot of people don't know that. My body was changing. My body looked different when I started. And behind closed doors, there were things that were said about me that still stay with me today. And I remember going through a phase of photoshopping. Like, I literally would post my TikTok videos and like facetune them to like make my, change everything, right? And I look back on those videos and I'm like, oh my God, why did I do that? That totally went against everything that I stand for. But the reality was, I didn't feel accepted or wanted in these swinger spaces because all of the women that I was surrounding myself with were women who had, and were using filters and were very much rooted in body enhancement. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think that that was healthy for me, and it caused an unhealthy balance with me and my acceptance of my own body until I was able to really like sit and think about it and be like, okay, girl, that is not you. You know that. Like, come on, girlfriend. That has never been you. Let's reframe this and we're not doing that anymore.
I think that's totally natural. I think we all go through something like that. It is very unfortunate that you were body shamed behind your back. That has happened to me as well. I think a lot of us share a lot of similar experiences, and that's what we're trying to help, right? So other women don't experience this. And I don't, it is crushing, you know, when you are vulnerable and you're naked and you're wearing this sexy lingerie that you feel really good in one time, and then somebody makes one comment and it can drag it all down. And I think it's so important to not only make sure that people educate themselves and use kind words and don't judge people on their bodies at all. I think we also need to know that when people say those things, that they're hurting and they have something within themselves that's causing them to say those things, in my personal opinion. I don't know how I would look at somebody and say, that's so gross, in reference to their body. I just don't see it. So, and from my point of view, I feel like they've got some wounds that might need healing, and they really need to discuss that. That's the whole point of vulnerability. I cry all the dang time. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, I'm a Pisces.
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Virgo moon. So, yeah, I'm very, and then I think that, like, with all of it, like you're saying, there's those wounds and there's those traumas that we all hold, especially from, again, I'm going to th throw women out there. And it's not that, like, I'm saying that the men don't matter and that they don't have these feelings, but women. There is an industry that is meant to like shame women into having a certain body. And like, it's a $1 billion industry, right? We have the plastic surgery industry, we have the diet and fitness industry, we have the clothing industry. All of it is coming at us. And then on top of that, we have social media, and we look at these people with very much, there's so many ways to like Photoshop. Like, we don't know what's real. We don't know what's fake. And now I think that we're coming into this place like, fuck it. Fuck it. Like, I'm just going to be myself. And if people don't like that, I'm not going to be involved with that community. And I think for anybody listening, if you're in a community where you have felt body shamed or somebody body shamed you or made you feel less than because they didn't include you. And I don't mean sexually, I mean at the events, right? Those communities, don't be a part of them because there's a community for everybody, and that's not the right one.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, for sure. I think that as women, a lot of us have experienced this very similar want and need to fit in. And
Yes.
that goes along with our bodies. And I think it's really important, instead of maybe changing the way that you look, it's important to change the way that you feel. And if you still are in a place where you want to change that, right? Like, if you're like, if you go through all of this self-healing and acceptance of your body, and then you're still like, well, I still want to do Ozempic and I want to lose weight, then that's okay. And I went through that when I got my surgery. I was supposed to get my surgery way before I even got into the swinger lifestyle. And I didn't get my surgery because I was a swinger, right? And there's a lot of psychological stuff that gets when you do lose that amount of weight that you have to really deal with. And I think that dealing with that psychological work first and then figuring out if it's still something that you want to do.
Yeah, and boundaries for sure. Boundaries is I think, oh shoot, Kylie, I just lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
Had something I was gonna say in relation to what you said, and it just freaking disappeared.
I
I'll
don't
see you.
remember what I'm saying or I would go back to it. All right, if you find it, if you figure it out, maybe I'll ask the next question. So, what advice would you give to someone who is interested in the swinger lifestyle, but based on the imaging that they see and based on a lot of the things that we're talking about today, they don't feel secure enough? I get this question a lot, specifically from men who are talking about their wives, and they'll say, "What can I do for my wife? Like, what advice can you give me? My wife feels insecure about her body. She doesn't think that people are going to want to play with us, and she doesn't feel confident enough to be in a bikini at these resorts or be naked." What advice would you give for somebody who's thinking about getting into the lifestyle but isn't sure because of their body insecurities?
Okay, so these are wonderful husbands, by the way, who want to
They
help their
are.
wives. That's amazing. And I'm going to give my own personal experience with this because that was something I struggled with. The first time I went to a swingers resort, I was just fully clothed, because we just walked in and we weren't sure. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. But the next time, obviously, the first time we went, everyone was like pretty skimpy outfits, and I was like, how am I going to do that if I want to go back? Like, I don't want to be the person in jeans all the time, and so a big help was my husband, and he made me feel so beautiful. He started picking out lingerie, not in a controlling way. I know people might take that the wrong way. It's a endearing, I think you would look great in this. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't think so. I have all the negativity in my head. I'm like, that's just not going to look right on me. And then I would put it on and I would absolutely love it every single time. And he's taking the pictures for me at first, not to post anywhere, but to just have, to look at yourself, to look at your beauty, to find your beauty, because you can take 10 pictures and I guarantee you're going to like something about one of them. Something. And then that's going to, lead to, oh, maybe I should try it this way and it'll be even better. And then once you're comfortable with that, you do it solo. Put your phone up on the tripod, hit record. I love to put on my favorite music and dance around, and I'll take screenshots of that. And it just makes me so happy because I'm just being myself and I act like the camera's not there. And it's in my control whether I post it. It's in my control whether I go out in that outfit later. It made me feel good. I need to hype myself up first before I can those spaces because it is a lot, especially when you don't know if there's going to be somebody there that, likes you or your body and you're worried about XYZ. But I can tell you that there is truly someone for everyone, and every person is sexy and unique and a boss ass bitch in their own way.
I have a question for you that I didn't ask you before, but
Yes.
I just kind of came to me. Do you feel like you've ever been fetishized because of your body?
Absolutely. So when I was making content more regularly, for OnlyFans, and I met up with this gentleman who had claimed to have multiple years of experience in the corn industry, and he was pretty attractive. I said, okay, we'll go out. It was him and his wife and me and my husband. And we go out, we give it a chance, we're having drinks, and I can kind of tell that it's a little awkward. He seems to be talking about like a lot of other people, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm here to, get to know you, see if we want to film together, XYZ, because I never really just like met up and filmed that same time. I liked to have a little bit of rapport first, connection, stuff like that. And he's talking to me and he goes, yeah, I used to do trans porn, but right now BBWs are really in. And I'm like, So you're just so happening to be meeting up with a larger woman that you went to film with after just telling me that you were interested in the trans community, but they're no longer in right now. And I was so taken back by that. I wanted nothing to do with him afterwards, and I still have not spoken to him since after I gave him my little piece about that. And said, like, I'm not just here for your fantasy. I'm not just here for you to get paid for what your fans want. I'm an actual person.
Right. That is crazy to me that someone would go literally that far.
They literally
Like,
said out of his mouth. And I'm like, you have no shame, no shame.
yeah, that to me is insane. Like, I don't understand where do these people get off, right? Like, where do you get off? I mean, we know where they get off, but like,
Yeah. Trying to stay relevant, looking for the next trend of people to make money off of. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I worry about the next group that he goes to. I hope they're okay.
yeah, and that's so like that's the hard part is like the fetishization.
Yep.
And I want to share something with you really quick. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
So this is a picture of me. I did a boudoir thing when which the listeners can't see it, but I did a boudoir when I was heavier. And I want you to look at that girl.
Yeah.
That girl is just as beautiful as the girl that I am today,
You
130 pounds thinner.
absolutely.
She was vibrant. She was the light, you know, like I am still today, and so beautiful. And I just, you know, for somebody who's lost weight, I just wanted to share that with you because a lot of people who are in larger bodies don't see themselves like that, right? Like they see themselves as a fetish. I know when I started doing OnlyFans when I was that size. I actually took those pictures for my OnlyFans and I did see myself being fetishized. And I think in the experience that you had, that would offend me, but I actually felt when I was being fetishized, I kind of felt like, in a way, I was like, ooh, this feels good, you know, oddly.
You start to see that, like, yes, there are people out there who really truly think that I'm sexy and it's not just for, jokes, whatever, because we've all had those experiences where we're like, are you fucking with me? Like, you
But it
want
was a
me.
joke, yeah. Like when I started doing OnlyFans, one of my old coworkers sent they subscribed to my OnlyFans and sent everything around to all the other coworkers, right? And they all laughed at me. And they were like, who does she think she is? She's so fat and ugly. This is, yeah.
Where
Not my friends anymore. And no, I don't associate with them anymore. But like, that is also with like people. And I know that a lot of women who have been vulnerable online have experienced things like this, right? And then, you know, when you go into swinger spaces and you do have to be naked in front of, I mean, you don't have to, I mean, well, in a lot, some places you do actually have to be naked. Those feelings come back of like, is everyone going to laugh at me for taking my clothes off? Because I've been laughed at before.
So when I say that this business is my heart and I'm speaking my truth, I will continue to do that. And that is exactly something that I feel every time I visit Secrets and I have to, I don't like to the playroom because there's a no lingerie rule and lingerie is how I feel my best. It's not that I want to hide myself. It's just how I feel best and accentuated and sexy. And everyone has a right feeling how they feel sexy. But for me, that's a very triggering area to be in because even if you are super comfortable in your body, it's like 1 second can bring all those feelings back. And when you're there and you want to focus on your partner and other sexy things, I why I tend to try to go to my room because I'm just not comfortable with the towel only and being completely naked in a room full of potentially 50 plus people. You know, I think it's absolutely beautiful. I'm working on it. I can't lie and say I have no insecurities. That just wouldn't be true. You know, I want people to hear that even though I do these things, I still struggle and I will struggle. And, but I'm not going to quit fighting. And I'm going to through those days and I'm going to come out stronger and I'm going to come out more confident and I'm going to come out loving myself more. And I've started this thing in the mornings where sounds so silly, and you've probably heard it on social media where you just go in the bathroom and you take 25 exaggerated deep breaths and you tell yourself, I love you in the mirror 10 times, no matter what, every morning. And I started doing that, and you wouldn't believe the difference it makes because when you start speaking it, you start to believe it.
That's no,
And
I believe in that. I told 100%. And I think it's important when you said, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't have insecurities because I do. And we all do. I, about going back to the secrets rule, the reality is I don't love my breasts. I love the rest of my body, but that's something, you know, I went from having really nice big breasts, right? And then I don't anymore. And that takes time for your brain to kind of develop with that. And I went back and I had even gone as far to like, I was going to get plastic surgery. I was going to get, you know, my boobs back to what they were because I just felt so insecure. So, like, for me, something that I feel secure doing is wearing a bra. Because they don't, I don't have to feel that, like, you know, I mean, like I breastfed and my, and I lost all this weight. So like, they don't sit up like a 20-year-old girl because I'm a 33-year-old woman, right? Like, yeah, they're a little bit like floppy and droopy, you know, 'cause they're boobs. Like that's what they are. And so like, for me, wearing a bra makes me feel confident.
Yeah, and you should be entitled to do that. I do understand, you know, their rules regarding, you know, they don't want cameras and things of that nature in the playroom. That's just why that's an example of something that could be intimidating for people that I would recommend getting your own room for when you're visiting events because you don't know how many times you're gonna get triggered or you're gonna need to take a moment. But even if you take that moment, get back out there. Get back out there. It's so important to overcome those fears. And I promise you, not everyone looking at you is making fun of you. There are people who find you absolutely beautiful, no matter your size, no matter your height, no matter your hair, it's purple or he has dreads or whatever. There is literally, you need to go with the expectation of being yourself. That's it. And the right people will come to you. If you're not being yourself, you're going to get in a situation where you find yourself feeling isolated. That's just my personal opinion.
Or you're not going to want to go anymore.
Exactly.
And you're, because it's so triggering, you're just going to be like, I don't feel safe there. And you're going to miss out on a lot of wonderful experiences.
Exactly.
Because I think that it's a work in progress. And I do think that there are some ways that the community itself can be understanding of that. And that's kind of my next question for you. Like, in what ways do you think that the body positive movement could improve to better support people that are in the swinger lifestyle who are plus size or deal with, and you know, I'm not even, well, technically I am plus size, but we already kind of got into that. But how, what I'm trying to say is, how can we support everybody? And that includes people who are plus size. How can we support them within these communities to make everyone feel safe? What are some ways do you think we can do that?
Stop the obsessive editing. You need more diverse bodies. When people have, and I'm just bringing out more because there are great things being done when there are only models and people on your flyers that do have that flat stomach. They have no flap, they have no fupa, they have no rolls. They have, it's not realistic to the majority. Normally, those of us who are curvy do have some sort of stomach, something like that. I'm not saying every post, I'm not saying every flyer, but you would have no idea the difference it would make if some of these larger lifestyle groups and communities would just include one, I'm going to say, plus size person of color. Have you seen that?
No, and this is the argument to that and why they tell me that they can't do this, because I have been an advocate for this specific way of changing things for a long time. They tell me that a lot of these images are stock images. So they have to use
Photographer and get new stock images.
or I just showed you a picture of a plus size person, right? Like, then you're within your community, like, get people in your community who are willing to like model that. Instead of, because that's the argument to me is it's too hard. Again, the argument to you is why we couldn't be inclusive to sizing is it's too hard.
It is hard. It is so hard that I am getting a group of 5 to 7 people together for an hour of a photographer's time to showcase lingerie on different bodies. That is very, very hard, Kylie.
So is it too hard, or do we just not do? And I think that like part of the reason why that's the argument back to me is because there's not a want to change, because
Don't see it.
they think that if they show white, blonde, 20-year-old women with fake boobs and a BBL on their picture, that those are the types of people that are going to come to their event. And because a lot of men run these event companies and run these sort of, that's who they want to have sex with. That's who they want to fuck, right? That's what who they want to see at their parties.
Call them out. I love it.
Well, that's been my experience with a lot of when I've been trying to do this work. And I've gotten a lot of pushback from that, specifically from that one. And it's literally, I really believe it's because it's so rooted in patriarchy. And women are just sit back and they're just like, well, okay. Instead of like speaking up about it, like I've spoken up and pissed a lot of, like, there's a really big event company who is, they specifically, like, probably one of the biggest in the lifestyle. They do takeovers, they do secret takeovers. And I literally, like, on their group on Facebook, they put out their 2024 imaging for all of their parties. And in a really gentle, nice way, I was like, hey guys, I'm so excited to see what you're doing this year. One thing I'll say, maybe for 2025, can we get some more diverse imaging? Maybe some plus size people, maybe some women of color. Like, let's really make an impact here. And the pushback that I got from people was insane. I had to literally leave the group. And
It really saddens me how angry people get for us trying to include other people. That's
because
all
from a
we want.
business aspect, right? So like, let's think about it as a business. We're business women now. Okay, let's put on our business lady hats, right? From a business aspect, you're actually losing money when you do that. Because if you are taking people out of the equation, then you're literally losing money. So why wouldn't you want to involve everybody in these communities and show that with what you're doing? And again, I think it's because it's so rooted in patriarchy that these men are like, well, we don't want plus size women coming. Like, if they rule themselves out, we don't want them there because we don't want to fuck them.
And that's why, that's another reason why even plus size men don't want to come. I've had people in DMs and like they don't feel comfortable coming and taking off their shirt at the pool yet. You know, we really need to do a better job at diversifying those images. And I will be right with you as I do this, you know, for my company. And I'm hoping that it inspires other people to take suit. And I will provide images for companies if they would like to do that. I am sure that some of these people I've made connections with would have no problem, you know, writing the permission so that they can utilize these images for the parties. It is really not that difficult to take some photos. And that's the reality. That's just all it is.
And I think, that's a good way to say it is like, when we're trying to do all of these things, we have to start calling people out and we have to start saying, I'm not going to support this specific event group, this specific club, this specific group, whatever it is. Because they are isolating people, and this affects everybody in the movement. This, because when you isolate plus size women, you're also isolating women of color, men of color, plus size men, bisexual men, trans people, everybody who's different and diverse. You're not only are you saying we don't want plus size women at our parties because we don't want to fuck them, you're saying we don't want anybody who looks different from us at our parties.
That throw a house party at that point. Don't invite us. Like, no. Like, this is a supposed to be, we keep going back to that inclusive community, but only inclusive to who they want it to be.
Just
So
because you don't do, and this is like one of the other arguments that I get back is, well, we don't do any sort of like screening process for people. Like anybody can join our website or our parties, come to our events. And there, believe it or not, there still are event companies that do a screening process. And if you are a certain age or you are a certain color or you are a certain body type, you are not allowed to go to those parties still today in 2024, folks, by the way.
I was not aware of that. That doesn't.
But just because they don't do that, these event groups are like, well, we're inclusive.
Yeah.
We do, we do. I remember when I reached out to one of the event groups that I used to work very closely with, and have since disbanded myself away. When I first started having these conversations, men who ran that group told me, well, we do a really good job of being inclusive. So I don't think that there's a problem. I think that you're making a problem out of something that's not there. And I'm like, okay. I'm at fault now for saying, yeah, it's my fault. But so like this has just been my experience. There's been a lot of pushback, but I think if women and men who do look different and are different and say, I want to be in diverse spaces, I'm not going to, because money talks, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not going to spend money and I'm not going to go to your events anymore.
I think
And
that's. And it's crazy that, to me, just one more point of they say it's so hard and expensive and XYZ, and they're making a lot of money during these events, and or even a little bit can pay a photographer their rate, you know. And I have had to. I don't have the same opportunities that they do. Like, I am a mom. I'm working a regular full-time job along with the business. I'm taking them to their extracurriculars. I'm doing the drop-offs. I'm doing the, like, I have a whole regular life. If I can find time to do these things, so can they. That is literally what most of these people's full-time job is. And it's only part of my day. And I'm still making the time. It's just an excuse.
And you don't have the thin privilege because
Oh, that's a whole nother thing.
As somebody who is from a larger body can tell you that there is thin and pretty privilege is a thing. You don't have that privilege to like go and, like your OnlyFans content is like even the little extra money that you might make to go to these events and stuff like that, right? That is still a fetishized content, right? So like you're a niche, and so like you don't have that privilege either to do these same things, and yet you're still making sure that you're creating inclusive imaging and inclusive, trying to find ways to include everybody. So like, even though I think that saying it's hard, again, I'll go back to, I think it's a cop out. I think that really there's just not a want to change, and people are making money. People are always going to go to swinger events. They always are going to go to swinger because there's always going to be that community. But I think what really needs to change is the structure of that and how where we're spending our money, because the reality is money, right now, like wages aren't going up. Everybody's
It's
pressed for
time.
money. So like now people are going to be more frugal about how they're spending their money. And if you're not doing the right things and you're not making the right choices, and this is what would be my call out to the community, is if you really are seeing these communities not making these changes, go and spend your money and go to the events that are actually putting their work in and walking the walk instead of talking the talk.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I
Yeah.
really could, and I'm so excited to see where all of this goes. And we're going to be on multiple platforms now. I have my website, I have Etsy that I'm starting because I saw a big need there as well. I just created a hot husband shirt because there was nothing for that. And even things that are not my dynamic, I'm still going to create because I really mean it when I say I want to be inclusive.
Well, this is actually going to be a good time for us to hear from the rest of our sponsors. So if you guys hear anything that you like, make sure that you use my exclusive code. Are you exploring the expansive world of relationships and seeking a path that honors your true self? Discover Conscious Love Connections, your compass to navigating non-monogamous and sex-positive intimacy and relationships with confidence and care. At Conscious Love Connections, we cater to all relationship styles, swinging, non-monogamy, polyamory, specifically single men, but everyone is welcome. It's a judgment-free zone because we know that love in all its forms deserves to be celebrated. My coaching isn't just about embracing your sexuality, it's about deepening your intimacy, communication, boundaries, and understanding. Conscious Love Connections is here to empower you in creating relationships that reflect all of your values and desires. Join me for workshops, one-on-one sessions, couple sessions, or even intimate group sessions. And I also offer a monthly peer support group for swingers. Together, we're going to create a safe space for learning and growth where you can flourish in your partnership or with all of your partnerships. Don't wait to begin your journey. Visit my website at consciousloveconnections.com and step into a world where love knows no bounds. Tune into, obviously, this podcast series and learn more about my coaching and my coaching style and help create tools to live your most authentic life. Conscious Love Connections, because love should be as limitless as the stars. Hi, lovelies. Are you tired of searching for that perfect outfit that makes you feel confident, sexy, and comfortable in your own skin? Well, look no further. Voluptuous Vixen is here to revolutionize your wardrobe. Now say that three times fast. At Voluptuous Vixen, they believe that every body deserves representation. With sizes ranging from extra small to 4X, their collections are thoughtfully designed with real bodies in mind. So are you ready to join the revolution of self-love and step into your power? Head over to voluptuous-vixen.com and use the promo code SEXYSWINGERCHICK for an exclusive listener discount. Unleash your inner vixen with Voluptuous Vixen, where every body is a celebration. Hey there, Pineapple Expressers.
Are you seeking a splash of excitement in your dating life? Well, get ready for triple, quadruple, or even an orgy of fun with 3Fun, the leading dating app for open-minded singles and couples. Are you interested in exploring the swinger or polyamorous relationships? Maybe you're a couple looking to add some variety to the bedroom. Whatever your preference, 3Fun is designed to connect you with like-minded individuals who embrace open relationships in all forms. Dip your toes into the dating pool where judgment is left at the door and freedom of expression is the norm. With 3Fun, you'll discover a community that values consent, respect, and the pursuit of pleasure in all forms. As a millennial swinger, I love how user-friendly 3Fun is, and signing up is easy and discreet. You can customize your profile, set your preferences, and when you're ready to embark on your journey filled with thrills and connections, start sharing with other individuals, all in one simple swipe. Safety is the top priority for 3Fun. With private photo albums and the latest security features, your personal information stays just that, personal. You're in control of your experience at all times. So why wait for excitement to find you? Download 3Fun today. There's a link in my show notes and join the largest community where fantasies come alive. 3Fun, let your curiosity roam free, and who knows, you might just find that trio or that couple of chemistry you've been searching for.
I definitely do want to cater to the average mom, the average person, but I also would love to be for the sex work industry, the content creating industry, because I myself have also, been a part of OnlyFans, and I just saw, okay, yeah, I can get some cute stuff on Shein, but that was about it, you know? all the cuter stuff that all these people tag and they just adore, and I adore. I'm like, why can I not have that? That is freaking amazing. And I just hope to be that brand for women, for men too, because I also want to do that. And I think it'd be really cute to have like a stag line, because I have had men reach out to me as well. I am working actively on trying to find things as well for the men in the community. I see a big need is there as well. So, and not just t-shirts. They want boxers. They want swim trunks. Even my husband has had trouble finding swim trunks, and he's not even that large. So I just think a whole industry needs to start changing. And if we can start now, it may not, it's going to change the world one day. Might not be in our lifetime. We're going to work our butts off to make sure that as many people feel empowered as we possibly can, though.
With our swinger lifestyle, that's our community. And that's where we want to start with all of this and all of these conversations. And I think having the conversation is the first important part of this, so that people can see the true impact that their choices, even as small as like their imaging and the impact on like not having size inclusive clothing, right? Like they can see what an impact this makes on myself and you. And it's probably making this similar impact on so many other women. And so I think that's the important part of all of it, is like self-reflecting and realizing, all right, so in the past.
Why? Right. Why are people uncomfortable with plus-sized women?
Yeah.
Why? What is the issue behind that? Yes, it definitely has to do with self-reflection and who you surround yourself with. Because if you only surround yourself with thin people, of course you're going to feel some type of way, because you have never heard the experiences of others.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes a person who they are.
For sure. So I think if you're somebody who's listening to this and this resonates with you, start having these conversations within your communities and start having these conversations, and I think diversifying your feed is a really important thing. And you also have to remember that like the lifestyle within itself is a business for people. Yes. So people are going to say things, and people are going to say that they are a certain way. But until you really see those impacts within these communities, that's not, they're just saying these things because it sounds right, or maybe they do believe that they're inclusive.
Yeah.
You
And
know,
that's a whole nother conversation.
that's a whole nother conversation, but I did want to thank you so much for coming on. And where can people find you? How can they get some t-shirts? I know that I'm going to post a link in the show notes for everybody. We're also going to do a commercial for you on here, so people will be able to listen every week and hear about, you know, the clothing brand and be able to buy from you. So,
Stop. You are not. You're so freaking, don't. You know I'm emotional.
I
I can't.
know, but that's for me a part of all of this, right? Is, you know, I don't just say things, I do things, right?
Not
Like
me, bro.
I want people to find places where they feel accepted. And you've created that environment. And I think that I want, for me, even, you know, if five people listen to this and it impacts them, like those numbers, those followers, all that, I don't care about any of that. What I care about is impact.
That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. I have like 1,000 followers right now, and I'm still doing it. And I don't care if two people like my reel that I spent an hour on. Because
But
you know
those
what?
two people really
More,
liked it. And that's,
yes.
you know, and
And
it
more people
impacted
saw it.
them.
Exactly. Even if people are not liking and commenting on your things, they are seeing it. And I know that firsthand when somebody comes up to me and they're like, I love your stuff. I've been following you for so long. I love your pictures, and I had no idea who they are. And that's not in a bad way. It's just they don't comment or like on anything, but they see you.
I see you. Yeah, visibility for sure. So, how can people find you if they want to get a hold of you, if they're interested in getting involved with, you know, the movement of Voluptuous Vixen? How can they do that?
I would absolutely love the pro consent movement to start off. I love this design. Our Instagram is voluptuous.vixen.llc. Our TikTok is at voluptuous_vixen_. Sorry for the variations. Apparently, vixen is a well-used word in usernames. I'm on Facebook. We have a Facebook group that I'll post sales in sometimes. I have a business page and the group page. I'm lots of different places. You can get a hold of me through email, voluptuousvixenllc@icloud.com. You can message me, DM me on the Facebook page, DM me on Instagram. I will say that I reply the fastest on Instagram. That's the platform where I was seeing the biggest need at the time. So I've been hitting that kind of harder. But any of them, I should respond within 24 hours.
And
So.
any last words to the non-monogamous and sex positive community about body diversity and body positivity?
Just because you feel safe doesn't mean everyone feels safe. And that should make you think about your surroundings and how you're acting and how your mannerisms are towards people who are not like you. Everyone needs to start their own self-love journey before they step foot into a swingers resort. And I don't mean complete your self-love journey because we're constantly evolving, but you need to start and take those hard looks at yourself and realize that you are more than your physical body. You are more than that. And we're all so beautiful and unique in our own ways. And I love what I do, and I hope that more people will feel like they can post their natural selves without the editing, and more people feel like they can come to these events and hang out with me. I'm a real person. I'm not a salesperson. I just I want this for everyone, people who have struggled, in a size zero. I want this for them too, because this is important and it matters.
Yeah, for everybody and every body, no matter the size, the shape, the choice to do whatever you will with it, everybody should be accepted in these spaces.
Yes.
Well,
Absolutely.
with that,
Yes. I
thank
wish
you.
it was
Right? But we're working on it. So
Yes.
with that, thank you for riding along on the Pineapple Express with me, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.